A shocker at Best in the World. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, July 12th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
Ring of Honor.
There's a new Ring of Honor World Champion. Bandido upset Rush in the main event of last night's Best in the World pay-per-view. Rush went after Bandido's mask, but after jawing with the referee, Bandido rolled him up for the pin. Rush and the rest of La Facción Ingobernable beat up on Bandido as the show went off the air. The other major surprise at Best in the World, the arrival of Chelsea Green. She is in ROH and in the upcoming Women's Championship Tournament. That tournament begins on ROH TV the weekend of July 31st. The finals will be part of Death Before Dishonor. LFI's Dragon Lee is once again the TV champion. He dethroned Tony Deppen. Jonathan Gresham narrowly escaped Best in the World with the Pure title. Mike Bennett had a pinfall on Gresham, but Gresham's foot was under the bottom rope. Shortly after that, he submitted Bennett with an ankle lock. Brody King pinned Jay Lethal with a pair of gonzo bombs. Ringside doctors attended to Lethal in the ring after the match, so Lethal was hurt. Hot Sauce Tracy Williams is still injured, so it was up to Gresham to tag with Rhett Titus and defend the Foundation's ROH tag titles against Chris Dickinson and Homicide in a fight without honor. If that sounds like a tall hill to climb, you're right. Homicide pinned Gresham with a vertebraker, and he and Dickinson are the new tag team champions. Josh Woods beat Silas Young in their last man standing match. Woods finished off Young with a German suplex from the ring apron through a pair of tables on the floor. Shane Taylor Promotions held onto the six-man titles. They beat Dalton Castle, Dak Draper, and Eli Isom. Taylor pinned Draper with Welcome to the Land. EC3 beat Flip Gordon, and the Briscoes beat Brian Johnson and PJ Black. On the Hour 1 pre-show, Matt Taven and Vincent agreed to a steel cage match at the Glory by Honor show at Philadelphia's 2300 Arena on August 21st with Taven's ROH World title shot on the line. Also, PCO and Danhausen beat the Bouncers after a PCO salt, and Ray Horace used a roll-up to pin Demonic Flamita.
WWE.
Tonight's Raw is the final WWE broadcast from the Thunderdome. Live touring resumes with this Friday's SmackDown. Tonight's Raw was recorded last week. Sheamus is set to defend the U.S. title against Humberto Carrillo. WWE champion Bobby Lashley has a non-title match against Xavier Woods. It's falls count anywhere between Ricochet and John Morrison. Plus, the first singles match on the main roster for Omos. He'll face Eric of the Viking Raiders. The other half of the Raw tag champs, AJ Styles, has a singles match against Ivar. Also tonight, a four-way match between Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, and Nikki Cross. The Miz was at Coors Field in Denver on Sunday for Major League Baseball's All-Star Celebrity Softball Game, but he didn't play.
The knee is unable to play today, yeah. But I will be with my team in spirit. I'll be coaching, mentoring, making sure that they are doing all the right things to win.
That clip from the Claves Online YouTube channel. The Miz was sporting a brace on his left knee and described it as, quote, bum, end quote. He hasn't had a match since May.
AEW.
Tonight's AEW Dark Elevation has Darby Allin with Sting in his corner versus Angelico. Plus, Yuka Sakazaki's return to AEW against Kylan King, and the Varsity Blondes team with Billy and Colton Gunn against the Acclaimed and Chaos Project.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
There are new tag team champions in New Japan. Tetsuya Naito and Sonata won the gold from Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. on Sunday's Summer Struggle show. On Saturday's show, El Desperado beat Taiji Ishimori to retain the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. After the match, a video played with Robbie Eagles issuing a challenge to the champion. Kota Ibushi was pulled from Saturday and Sunday's shows due to side effects from a COVID-19 vaccination. In pro wrestling, Noah Nomichi Marufuji defeated Takashi Segura on Sunday to retain the GHC Heavyweight title. After the match, Marufuji was challenged to a future title match, by Kazushi Sakuraba. Finally, a correction to a story from our last update. MLW's Battle Riot 3 is being broadcast on BN Sports on July 24th. We will have results from that show after it has aired. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, July 12th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.